اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRAB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay, that's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now. Brothers, before we start, let me tell you, today we are going to work on ayah number
50
of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, let's listen to this ayah. Great. Thank you. I will be reading. Make sure you listen and repeat, all right? So brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please make sure you practice with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
Ahsantu, mashallah, mashallah. So, Allah Almighty, in these 2, 3, 4 verses of the Quran, okay, in Surah Al-Baqarah, and also in some other verses in some other surahs, okay, Allah Almighty talks about the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Pharaoh. So, how, for example, Pharaoh was killed, okay, or what was Pharaoh doing to the Bani Israel? So, like he was killing the kid, the sons, okay, and letting the daughters, okay, stay alive. So these dangerous tortures, and not only this, okay, and a lot of other tortures, okay, he was like inflicting the on Bani Israel. Now Allah Almighty talks about how Pharaoh was drowned in the water, okay. Now وَإِذْ فَرَقَنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. In the midnight, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay, informed all his people, okay, to get ready at the midnight, okay, they have to leave the territory of Pharaoh, okay, and they went out of the territory, okay, out of that city. And in the morning, when Pharaoh was noticed, oh, there is no one from Bani Israel, okay? He sent his soldiers. He himself went with them, okay? And Prophet Musa alayhi salam was so much close to the Nile River, okay? Nile River. Yeah. In English, we say Nile River. And the Pharaoh was about to come, okay? So what happened in the way, I do not say because it's in details, okay? We don't have time. But as Ayah says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam arrived there near the Nile River, okay, the people said, oh Musa, what have you done to us? Look, the river, we can't cross the river. Look at the back, Pharaoh's soldiers. Why did you put us into a disaster, into a very tough time? The Pharaoh's soldiers are going to kill us. Even if we go, we'll die in the water, we'll drown. Okay, there is no other option. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam says that Allah Almighty, who has saved you up to now, he will save you again. Then Allah Almighty sent him a revelation, okay, that, oh Musa, your walking stick, okay, asa, okay, hit it, okay, on the to the water, okay? And he hit the water, okay, off the river, okay, Nile River, okay? And the Nile River, okay, spread into, I mean, the water was sprayed, okay? So between the water, okay, two sides of the water, okay, it was a road appeared, okay? And then the nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, all of them crossed. So the last person from the nation of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam was about to cross the river, okay? The last person from the soldiers of Pharaoh entered the water. They entered the road, okay, inside the water. So the last person from nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam just crossed, okay, the river. And the last person from soldiers of Pharaoh entered. So now all the soldiers of Pharaoh are in the water now. Once the waters started connected, okay, the water flew. And all of them were in the water. So there, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا, when we parted the sea for you, okay, فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, we delivered you, we saved you, وَهَغْرَقْنَا أَلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, and we drowned the Pharaoh's calen, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, you were looking at that. Look how blessing was Allah Almighty. But unfortunately, in the next ayah, we'll study, okay, that once again, the Bani Israel, okay, they disbelieved to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will say, okay? That's why they are not the khayru ummatin. Okay? They are not the best nations. Look. But alhamdulillah, the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best nation ever. So, let's go for the tajweed rules. Make sure you refer to the tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. And we're just shortly told you. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Now guys, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا فَرَقْنَا, the first important point is on the letter qaf. Actually, the pronunciation of the letter dhal, it's very important, okay? Make sure dhal. Bring your tongue out a little, okay? Bite it. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا, okay? If you say وَإِذْ, the meaning changes, okay? If you say وَإِذْ, the meaning changes. So it's only إِذْ. Hassan, say this.
إذ
أحسن وإذ فرقنا. So قاف ساكن فوات
قلقلة
قلقلة bouncing sound because it is from
قطب جد
among the قطب جد letters قاف طا با جيم دال. So whenever you see one of these letters ساكن, try to produce a bouncing sound. Bounce the sound, okay? Let it jump a little, okay? Tickle it, it will jump itself. So وإذ فرقنا. Ali Nasir, say this. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمْ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ فَرَقْنَا. Thank you. بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ بِكُمْ بِكُمْ, if you join it connected with the next word, you skip that Hamzatul Waslaf al-Bahra.
Yes.
But the rule was this, that all the words having alif lam, lam ta'rif with hamzatul wasl, if you start from those words, you put a fatha on the top of hamzatul wasl. You assign hamzatul wasl with fatha. No kasra, no dhamma. Kasra, dhamma was for the other rules, okay? Other types of words. Yeah, but these are nouns, okay? These are nouns. So nouns having hamzatul wasl and lam ta'rif, they will be assigned with fatha if you start from this, if you pronounce hamzatul wasl. But if you connect the previous word with this, you skip that hamzatul wasl, Hasan, okay? Bikumu al-bahra, not bikumu al-bahra. Okay? But if you start al-bahra, you say, like, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Like this. Okay? Ash-shams, al-qamar, al-layl, an-nahar. So they all have a fatha if you start. Hamzatul wasl will be assigned with a fatha. Actually, hamzatul wasl doesn't accept harakat. But because there is no other option, okay, you cannot start with a letter which has sukoon. That's why here you have to put a fatha on the top and read it. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So here you join them. Bikumul bahra, right? Bikumul bahra, heavy ra sound. If I want to read this up to Bikumul bahra, bounce the sound of qaf and produce a sound correctly.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ
أحسن بحر ما شاء الله فوان. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ فَأَنْ نُون ساكين plus جيم. Huh? You see that crocodile sign? In that shape, yeah? نُون plus جيم, then crocodile sign. Okay, opened the mouth. So that the first letter is the letter which is on the top. That's نُون. Then جيم. جيم is the second letter. Sometimes the students get confused, okay? Is it فَأَجْنَيْنَاكُمْ like this, or فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ or فَأَبْخَيْنَاكُمْ, okay? They get confused. Which one is the first letter? Remember, the top one is the first letter. The bottom one is the second letter. So what is the top letter now? Noon. Yes. What is the bottom?
Jim.
So أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, not أَخْ أَبْخَيْنَاكُمْ or أَخْ أَخْبَيْنَاكُمْ or whatever, okay? It's not that. So, أَنْ جَيْنَاكُمْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus جِيمْ حَسَنْ حُسَيْنْ. What rule is applied?
فَأَنْ جَيْنَاكُمْ.
Uh-huh.
It is the rest of
letters. Rest of the letters. جِيمْ is from the rest of the letters. Yeah? And rule is?
إِخْفَى
hide. Yes? From hide, merge, change. No rule. What rule is applied?
Hide.
فَأَنْ جَيْنَاكُمْ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا again. أَغْرَقْ قَاف ساكن the same as فَرَقْنَا قَلْقَلَا bouncing sound. آلَ فِرَعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ نُنْ ساكن plus ta. Rest of the letters. Ali Nasir. أَنْتُمْ نُنْ ساكن plus ta. Rest of the letters.
إِخْفَى
أَنْتُمْ تن نون ساكن ضاتن. This is a different إخفاء, kind of a little different. The same as شين I told you in the previous session, okay? Here, you hide the sound of نون and you kind of let your listener know that the next letter is going to be ضا. تنظرون, right? تنظرون. Just giving him a hint, okay, the listener, that there is ضا going to come. That's all about tajweed rules in this ayah. Alhamdulillah, well done to all of us. So we did them well. Now, once again, I will read. You repeat after me, okay? With tajweed rules this time. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So with tajweed rules, we recited this verse, mashallah. God bless you. Allah bless you, inshallah. So, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to now. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with the next sessions of Quranic sessions. Stay with us. So, thank you so much, brothers here. Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad Haider. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next sessions, okay? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان